Telecom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On November 11, 1958, Maple Club was officially launched. With its base at Trent St. James, it became a club not only for cricket, but football, its first sport, and netball, as well as hockey. The club emerged from a small, close-knit group of young men who belonged to the men's fellowship at the Holtown Methodist Church under the stewardship of Reverend Kenneth G. Swanston. In 1957, this group occupied the Trent Social Center and called on respected residents of Trent's retired police captain Eustace Simmons and former West Indies cricketer George Carew to provide guidance and assistance. These men would later become president and vice president respectively. Michael Simmons was its first treasurer, while DaCosta Denny its first secretary. But the club owes its development and expansion to a gift from Sir Ronald Tree, a friend of Sir Winston Churchill, who bought 4 acres of Trent's plantation to be used by the people of Holtown so that, and I quote, the young men of the village could have somewhere to express themselves through sports. Tree would become the first and only patron of the club. With the playing field in place, other sports would follow, but cricket remained the main sport. No wonder the club produced international cricketers such as John Shepherd and Keith Boyce. In 2003, the club attracted West Indies batting star Brian Lara, who turned out in a match against Police Sports Club. A huge crowd descended on Trent's playing field, only to see Lara dismissed cheaply and Maple losing to Police. Nevertheless, on this day, Maple celebrates its 62nd year as a club, catering to the social and physical needs of its members, hailing mainly from the north of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.